1029 Big Country Hit, Susan along with you, and love having live music in the studio. And I've got that for you tonight. Tucker visiting us from Nashville. Thank you so much for stopping by. I know you're kind of on a family vacation.
Yes, we are.
We appreciate it because we don't get a lot of live music in here, so it's always nice. I have to ask, because I looked and I didn't see anything that said, why are you just going with Tucker? I really want to know.
Okay, well, long story short, there at one time there was a rule. Nobody shared the same first name.
Mm-hmm.
And my first name is Jason.
Okay.
And so Jason Aldean, Jason Michael Montgomery.
Yeah.
There tends to be a rule in country music. Two guys typically, one guy makes it, one doesn't. That rule is now starting to change. And the timing was, we thought was perfect. And then a new artist got signed.
Right, and his name's
2 months
Tucker.
Later, named Tucker.
Yes.
Yeah, Tucker Bethard. So, you know, we may go back in and change it back to Jason Tucker. You know, we're not sure, but we're just going to let it ride out.
Well, that's okay. So. We know you by Tucker, and that's yeah. good. Singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist is what it says. What do you mm-hmm. play besides keyboards, which you
play brought? Keyboards. I was a drummer for years. Just kind of picking up, acoustic guitar here and there. Definitely good enough at it, but not good enough to come into your place.
Gotcha.
And stand alone. So
tell us how you ended up in Nashville. What were your dreams? What were you hoping to accomplish?
Well, I moved there with the hopes of, getting involved in music somehow. I didn't know if I wanted to be an artist or just play for other artists. And I was very fortunate to make, really good friends with the guy within 4 to 6 months. And this friend invites me to his dad's birthday party downtown. I show up, and his dad is Teddy Gentry.
From Alabama.
And I'm like, holy cow, okay. So me and Teddy get to talking. Teddy asked me what I want to do. I said, well, I moved here for music. The following week, he calls me, and I'm out on the 2008 CMT tour playing for Eric Durant's opening for Jason Aldean and Lady Antebellum. And, in Nashville, once you get the gig, there's work. And so my foot was in the door within, just a few months. And, I went from that to play for, James Otto, Jimmy Wayne, many other country artists, and kind of got a little over my head in that. I didn't realize how much work I would get and totally forgot,
what
why.
You wanted to do. Yeah.
And I was playing for a very popular, Southern gospel artist named Guy Penrod. And he pulled me aside one day and asked me, why I was playing for him. And I said, well, first off, you paid me to be here. And second off, this is what I do. He goes, you need to go cut, your own record. And it was funny because Jimmy Wayne told me the same thing. And I had 4 or 5, country artists tell me, they would be totally fine if I quit and went and cut my own album. And, I didn't take it personal. I just kind of finally listened.
Mm-hmm.
And I stepped away a little over 2 years ago. And went out and did it. So
you released an EP, which mm-hmm. a lot of newer artists seem to do these days, because
right.
it seems like it costs so much more to put
it
a
does.
Whole album
it
out.
Does.
So tell us a little bit about the songs that are on the EP.
Yeah, I wrote all the songs except for one, and one of those songs I heard back in 2008, and just kind of kept it, in my back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And the other six. That I wrote on. My wife and I invited over all of our friends, and we told them to bring friends that we did not know.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually had a vote, and we listened to 30 songs in our living room and gave out note cards. And I said, "Don't put your name down, so I don't take it personal. Just tell me
what
if
a
you
great
like
idea."
It or not. And we kind of took all those cards and put them all together and did the tally,
mm-hmm.
and it all added up to the exact 7 that I, ended up putting on my
That is such
EP.
A great
yeah.
idea.
Yeah.
When you were doing the tour and playing the music with the other artists, what did you pick up from that? What did you learn?
Patience. It was pretty amazing watching, getting to know Jason Aldean and his camp. He only had like, I think, 2 number ones at the time. And very, very low key. No one really knew who he was.
Mm-hmm.
He treated every show like he was playing for 200,000 people. I mean, everything he did was just, people say, 110%. I mean, this guy gave, 1,000% every night. That definitely,
set the bar high for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, set the bar high for me. It's like, don't go into the situation being bummed that, 20 people show up to your show.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 people at your show. So
right.
give them a show. And, and Jason just treated it like that. And then also being on those manager meetings in the bus where people don't get to hear those meetings, the hush hush.
Mm-hmm.
They're very private. Quit doing this. Don't say this. Do this. And the artist not taking it personal, knowing this is my job. If the fans want more of this, this is what I need to do. Fans are emailing that they want to hear this song. Well, maybe mm-hmm. I should do this song more. Maybe I should bring someone up on stage. Just watching these guys be open and understand that it is a fan-driven business. If the fans aren't happy,
you don't have any job. Exactly.
And so it was pretty amazing seeing guys kind of put their egos to the side and put their personal feelings on a shelf and understand that if the fans are asking for it, do it.
You also mentioned that you worked with Trace Adkins, and I like the advice he gave you.
Yeah, he did. He I was in a country group. We were trying to get it kicked off, just couldn't seem to get it going. Trace came in and, you know, tried to help out, do some co-management type stuff with us, and Trace is a wide open book. And Trace told us to never set the bar too high and don't set it too low. He goes, always stay right in the middle. He's like, if you're on the radar, it's better to float right in the middle and just stay safe. You know, if you get too low, you know, you're not going to have a career. If you get too high, you can make a lot of money, but you could lose a lot.
Yeah.
He said, so just stay right in the middle, stay happy, you know, stay comfy, which has always stayed in my mind, you know, in this process is, you know, always remembering, you know, well, what would my wife want me to sing, you know? What would my family be proud of? How far am I willing to go? Do I want to do 200 shows and miss out on all the soccer games and football games and basketball? No.
No.
You know, do I want to miss out on a few? Sure. So, you know, it's just, it's setting that bar prior to the contract that's put right in front of you, you know, and walk into the situation, you know, with your mind pretty firm on what you will, you know, and...
Yeah.
Totally.
Your boys are adorable, by the way. Follow you on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff.
They wake up and go nonstop.
So and you're talking about how you want to sing songs that make you proud, and I have to imagine that your new song, What I Can Change, makes you really proud.
It does.
It is a beautiful song.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it does.
So you're going to sing that for us, and you're just going to play, and so we're going to get a toned-down version, but it's absolutely beautiful, so listen to the lyrics. This is Tucker, and the song's called What I Can Change on 102. 9 Big Country Hits.
I turned on the news today, saw the world still going crazy. So much I wish I could, but can't do much about. I can't stop a war or bring calm to a storm. Find that little girl or put those fires out. There's a lot of things I don't understand, but I know not everything is out of my hands. I can live and learn to let go. Doesn't matter anyway. I can spend less time on the phone and more time face to face. I can pull her close and say I love you a little more every day. Can't turn back time, can't stop the rain, but I can change what I can change. Don't even know his name. He stands out there every day, holding up a sign, that same long red line. Some people got it rough. Lord knows I have enough. I'm gonna roll my window down instead of driving by. And there's a lot of things I don't understand, but I know not everything is out of my hands. I can live and learn to let go. It doesn't matter anyway. I can spend less time on the phone and more time face to face. I can pull her close and say I love you a little more every day. Can't turn back time, can't stop the rain, but I can change what I can change. What I can change. I can live and learn to let go. It doesn't matter anyway. I can spend less time on the phone and more time face to face. I wanna pull her close and say I love you a little more every day. Can't turn back time, can't stop the rain. I can't turn back time, can't stop the rain, but I can change. Whoa. I can change. What I can change.
It's beautiful. Oh, my gosh. I love it. And it seems like such an important song lyrically for what's going on in the world right now.
No,
I mean,
right. It is.
Everybody,
it is.
If people would just try to change what they can.
Change what they can at home. That ripple effect could change the world.
I believe it. I believe it. Has there been a pinch me moment yet in your career where you go, oh my gosh, I so can't believe that just happened?
Oh, I mean, I've shared the stage with so many people. I mean, just that alone is just surreal. It's like, wow, like I'm sitting on this guy's bus. We still text. Like, we still call. You know, it's nothing really blows me out of the water for some reason. You know, I get a little more excited about, you know, the friendships that I've made. That to me is key.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing if I need advice, I can call them. If I want to invite them to one of my shows, you know, I can text them. Not a lot of guys I know got the number of the artist that they played for, and I would tend to get, you know, pretty close to these guys. We would always have those good talks on the bus till 4 a.m. You know,
mm-hmm.
And that's probably the wow factor is that they actually call me a friend, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, someone to hang out with and still, you know, still keep in touch with.
And that's one of the great things about country music
country music,
you know,
tight knit.
Oh man,
such
a, and it's
family.
Such a family.
Yep.
It is
right.
Such a
right.
family. We want to, I'm going to play your hashtag country. That was the song that put you on my radar. But first, I want to talk about the fact that you're a car freak.
What? I am a car guy.
You are definitely a car guy. You're restoring a '68 Camaro.
I am. I'm in the process of. That was my dream car since the age of 12. Was a Le Mans Blue '68 Camaro, and my dad. Dad found one in a barn. It's that amazing barn find, you know, 18,000 miles, and he and I are going to take it apart and fix the whole car up. I bought a 63 Plymouth Valiant Pro Street last week, which my wife was very excited about, let me tell you. When I was 15, my dad made me go buy an old Mustang, and I was ticked off because I was totally embarrassed to drive it on my first day of school. And he taught me how to wet sand it and do the body work and dress it up, and then we parked it in the front yard, you know, 30 days before school even started.
Mm-hmm.
And I made like $3,000.
Wow.
So I was hooked on, okay, great. I can find rare, awesome, you know, classy cars. I can fix them up. I can sell them, which turned me into just a total car guy.
Now, so when you get done with this 68 Camaro, are you going to keep it?
I'm going to keep it forever. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty. Are you teaching your boys how to do it now? Passing
it
on down the line?
My six-year-old likes to hold the spray nozzle.
If you could sit down with your younger self, what advice would you give you?
Shut up and listen. Yeah. I mean, just being honest, and it's funny. My wife's grandmother, I was talking with her yesterday about that. She asked me how long I took piano lessons, and she asked me, you know, why I quit. And it's weird that you asked that, because just yesterday I was saying if I could tell my old self to continue taking those lessons. When I was 17, I was already playing in bars. I was always I was making money.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need the guy that was teaching me lessons. But looking back now, I wish I'd have kept taking lessons, because I would have only been better. And this guy reached out to help me get better, and I just totally thought that I knew everything. And now looking back, I'm like, man, if I could just shut up and listen.
Take those lessons, kids.
It.
Take those
that's
lessons.
It.
All right, so we're going to do a little either or, and then we're going to play hashtag country. So,
cool.
Hunting or fishing?
Fishing.
George Strait or Blake Shelton?
George Strait.
Picnic with friends in the park or barbecue with friends?
Barbecue with friends.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Cake or pie?
Pie. Of course.
Board games or video games?
These days, it has turned into board games.
I love board games. Cats or dogs?
Oh, dogs.
Sunset or sunrise?
Sunrise.
Cowboy boots or sneakers?
Sneakers.
Roller coaster or Ferris wheel?
Roller coaster.
Cowboy hat or baseball cap?
Baseball cap.
I know.
Totally.
All right, so before we let you go, because we're going to play hashtag country on out of here, tell us a little bit about this song.
Me and one of my good friends, Eric Durance, it kind of started out as a joke, just everything that, any word you can come up with that's country,
mm-hmm.
and we just turned it into a song. And just to let you in on something that's new that not a lot of people know, there's actually a trademark on hashtag country.
Is there?
And we're launching a brand new brand that we're hoping will be in store soon. We're in meetings. We're talking with people. But hashtag country is trademarked. Anything you can imagine, it's covered. We're hoping that this will be a lifestyle brand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this song has turned into so much more than we ever imagined, because it didn't start out serious, and it's definitely, in my opinion, my humble opinion, it is the song of the summer, period.
It's so much fun.
And it's, everyone that hears it loves it. And, you know, my 4-year-old knows the lyrics. Mm-hmm. One of my uncles is in his 70s. He knows the lyrics. I mean, everyone likes the song.
Oh, yeah. So, it's such a fun song. Tucker, thank you so much for taking time out of your little family vacation to come visit us.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you for having me.
Where can people follow you, find you, and all that stuff?
People can find me at tuckermusic.net. And I've got a store there. You can go to #country.com as well. I'm at Tucker Music all across the board on social media.
Okay.
And when I'm in Michigan, I'm always at a Detroit Tigers baseball game.
Woohoo!
So there you go.
All right, Tucker and #country, 1029 Big Country Hits.
Like a bag hole, a cane pole, a lift kit on a Bronco. Old Hank, Jim Beam, a tailgate, a six string. Speak up, shotgun, hard work, the job's done, a bonfire and moonlight, camp down by the riverside.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Holler if you're bound to be from the south. Round here we get our good time on with some good folks, a homegrown. Moonshine in a Dixie cup, do it all again when the sun comes up. Come on y'all now, it's gonna get crazy. #country.
A little cornbread, sweet tea, cut off blue jeans, tank tops, tan lines, mud holes, four-wheel drive.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Holler if you're bound to be from the south. Round here we get our good time on with some good folks, a homegrown. Moonshine in a Dixie cup, do it all again when the sun comes up. Come on y'all now, it's gonna get crazy. #country.
Hunting hogs, kicking frogs, 12-point buck hanging on the wall. Rednecks like us make the world go round. You can bet we'll be ready when it all goes down.
Backseat my truck, out in the woods, I hope we get stuck.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Holler if you're proud to be from the south. Round here we get our good time on with some good folks, a homegrown. Moonshine in a Dixie cup, do it all again when the sun comes up. Come on y'all now, it's gonna get crazy. Come on y'all, let's get a little crazy. #country.